if you threw the like a black and white issue, look at, you see the 13 billion figure and the potential 19 billion figure, and you can name numerous places where that money can be spent. But the real situation here is the complexity of it, number one, because it's international, it's cross an international taxation jurisdictions. But secondly, the judgment by the Commission, and I've read through it, it's actually quite limited in the information they've given. It's also quite confusing because it said on the one hand that the Irish revenue should lift this money, but it's also said on the other hand the United States could lift this money as well. So I think what's needed here is time to try to establish what exactly the Commission is saying here, and also we need clarity. And I'm concerned on a number of fronts. I'm concerned for the future. I'm concerned because we have nearly 400,000 people working in the foreign direct investment sector in this country. I'm also concerned about a statement that was issued by the US government last night, saying that it's going to undermine the spirit of economic partnership between the United States and the European Union. So I'm concerned on a number of fronts of the impact of this, but it's important to point out, as Revenue clarified this morning, everything in terms of proper process has been carried out by the Revenue. It's important that we don't just accept this decision, because it would signal that we were having a sweetheart deal with one company and we're only talking about one company here. And if there is clarification needed, if there is money owed by different countries, obviously and absolutely that needs to be paid. But I'm looking at the future here. I'm quite worried. I'm quite concerned. I'm quite concerned on a number of fronts, and I'm concerned with all the things that are happening around us. I'm concerned about Brexit, because this is, you know, where you have the US government saying that they're very disappointed with this Commission decision, how that's going to affect the partnership between the EU. We're in the EU, we'll continue to be in the EU, and how this is going to affect the future. But that's just speculation on my part. I need more clarification. I need to hear what the government decision is this morning from Cabinet. I'm not privy to that meeting. And it's important to ensure that the proper information gets out to the public, because, you know, the public sees these things very, very clearly as well. And I know initially when I heard this judgment, and you hear that this could potentially be a 13 billion, possibly 19 billion windfall, I mean, the gut reaction, and my gut reaction was, this is going to be money that can be spent on essential services, and that was the gut reaction. But having read through the Commission's limited information and their judgment, I'm actually quite confused. I think there's more clarity needed, I think if there's to be checks and measures on an international basis for companies to pay proper tax, there shouldn't be any exceptions made for an individual or even for a large company like Apple. That has to be done, but there is confusion here. There needs to be clarity, and I think time will be needed to work this out.
And that, on that point, Deputy Doherty, that Europe has basically said to everybody else in the House, come and have a look to see whether you're entitled to some of this money. It's not clean cut, is it?
The judgment's very clear at this point in time. The judgment is that the Revenue have to go and collect 13 billion euro of taxes, and they have to calculate what the interest would be. That's what's happening. Now, what the Commission rightly pointed out is that the way that this company is structured, and as I said, all its products sold outside of America are registered in Ireland, and profits, a tax should be applicable on those profits. But what they do, what that company does, it pays the Californian-based company for research and development for the intellectual property, or, you know, the people who designed the iPhone or the iPad. And what the Commission is saying that is, if they paid more money to that company in their headquarters, that would actually reduce the 13 billion in Ireland. Now, if they did that, they would be having to pay 35% tax on the American profits, as opposed to 12.5% tax in Ireland. So, you know, whether that's in their interest or not is still up for grabs. But the only legal issue at this point in time is that we have 13 billion euro that we have to collect. There's a 130-page judgment that hasn't been released to the public, but obviously the government have that judgment and they're considering that Cabinet. The government have made a decision already, even before this decision came out, that they're appealing it. Why are they appealing it? Because they don't want this money. They don't want one cent of this money. Fianna Fáil are supporting them, Labour are supporting them, and I think that is just simply unforgivable. That, you know, looking around our county, looking at our services, looking at the challenges that we have, the idea that this these billions of euro that are now legally due to us, that we're actually going to spend possibly millions of euro fighting this in a legal battle over the 6 months, and not in my name. And I say that very clearly, and I think in terms of my supporters and the people who support Sinn Féin, not in our name. And that's why I will force this issue to a vote in the Dáil, to make sure that people are held accountable. If they want to go and turn their back on up to 19 million euro, then they need to have, they need to stand up and be counted and explain to people why they do not want this money that the European Commission, over a three-year investigation, where the revenue were given ample time.
Okay. Is this minister a real challenge for the government now? I mean, are we talking about a potential here for this government to fall over this? Because you've got people in government who may well be very unhappy at turning this money down.
Yeah, I mean, look, there have been challenges already in the short period of this government, and no doubt there'll be more, and certainly that this will exercise the minds of all members of cabinet this morning. But the thing that at the forefront of my mind is here we have the Commission coming in interfering in a sovereign state's taxation affairs, and that's a difficulty I have, because nowhere, even within the Lisbon Treaty and all the treaties that have been passed, are any powers given to the EU Commission to interfere with a sovereign state's tax affair.
Well, you have no problem with them interfering in us paying water charges and all of that. What's the difference?
Well, look, there are directives and there are...
Well, isn't that taxation?
No, they're environmental directives, and that's different. On taxation, there's no right for the Commission to get involved in taxation affairs. And my fear is, like, we have a 12.5% corporation tax rate. Like, when do they start? Is this a precedent? Is this a precedent for getting involved in even cross-jurisdictional taxation affairs? Where effectively, from my reading on this, is that the Commission has said to Ireland, yes, go and collect the money. But by the way, the US government could also collect this money as well. It could be collected in Europe either. So it's really, really new territory, and I'm worried about the precedents. Obviously, when a figure of 13 billion euro is out there, that could grow into 19 billion. I mean, it's a no-brainer from a point of view, if that money was there to spend on our services, that's a given. But it's the future, it's a precedent, and it's the position that they're forcing Ireland into in relation to.
Well, how many more sweetheart deals are there out there that we don't know about then? I mean, is this just the one of many that we're going to hear now? Is there going to be a whole roller coaster coming from Europe now?
Well, the clarity was given by revenue. I mean, there is no sweetheart deal by revenue in this country for Apple. Obviously, there are international issues in how taxation is how taxation is taken off in different jurisdictions. So that's a question. That's a question where we as a government, even within the European Union, are working hard on. But the point that I would like to make is, you know, if we have a situation where we allow the Commission to get involved in taxation affairs in the sovereign state, which is the right of the sovereign state, that, you know, that could lead to precedent for future, for future examples. So it's important to get clarity. It's important to give it the time. No doubt there will be debate this morning in Cabinet around this issue. I mean, look, debate is important in politics as well, and I accept the fact that Sinn Féin have a different position on this, but it's important to debate it through, get the proper information, and I'm not happy with the level of information that
right.
I have.
Well, Deputy Doherty, I mean, what's your response to that point there, that they don't have a sweetheart deal and they shouldn't be sticking their nose into our revenue matters?
Well, first of all, there is no party on this island that has defended our tax sovereignty as much as Sinn Féin, and we would be the first to tell the European Commission to butt out of our tax affairs if that's what they were doing. But Joe knows this because he says that he read the four-page report that was issued, and it says very clearly, and I'll quote from it, this decision does not call into question Ireland's general tax system or its corporate tax rate. So this is government, and they've obviously been briefed. They have their briefing lines in front of them. It's about throwing out red herrings, trying to, you know, a bit of scaremongering. You know, this is the commission trying to affect our tax rate. It's nothing to do with our tax rate. What the commission are saying here is that we conferred on one company an advantage over every other Irish company. You know, and what they're saying is you should have applied the 12.5% rate, which you have decided, and it's your decision to decide at whatever rate you want, but you should have applied that to Apple as well as any other company. This is about state aid, Sean. And I know companies in, or I know businesses in Donegal, and indeed people who would like to start up businesses who go to and agencies like Uthris McDale, they're looking for support, looking for grants, you know, to help them get their business started up. But Uthris, I can't support them under certain circumstances because it would be deemed a state aid. So how is it okay for these people in Eudora or West Donegal to be denied, you know, support by a state agency because of state aid? But we can give billions of euro of state aid to Apple, you know, a company that is the richest company in the world. And what Joe is saying, while he talks about we need more time and we need more information and all of this, the reality is that he is backing a decision of the government, which his party is proposing today, to spend millions of our money to ensure that the billions of euro that Apple owes won't be collected by the Irish taxpayer.
Well, just explain to Deputy Pierce Doherty that doomsday scenario that you see if we were to accept this possibly 19 billion, because you seem to think this will cause a real serious problem for us going forward that would be much greater than any 19 billion we might take in. So what is that doomsday scenario?
Well, look, one thing that the space politicians should never get into is actually trying to predict the future, because we don't have that knowledge and we don't have that insight. And I think the recent referendum, the Brexit referendum, pointed to that effect as well. But my fear and my concern is from a US government statement as recent as last night, where the US government has said that this decision by the Commission threats to undermine foreign investment and the important spirit of economic partnership between the United States and the European Union. Now, if there are taxes that need to be collected, and if there are taxes that need to be collected that in the US and they're not being collected, obviously that is a prerogative of the American government and the company, the companies concerned individually. But if it's a case that the EU Commission are saying to us, on the one hand, as a revenue, as a government, we've done everything right, we've done nothing wrong, we haven't provided any sweetheart deal to Apple, but we want you, as a government, as a revenue, to go and collect taxes owed that may have been incurred in the United States. And that's a bit...
Do you know anybody, Minister, do you know anybody in this country that is liable to 0.005% tax?
Look, we know the corporation tax of 12.5% in this country is for the corporate. That is the tax. And we know also that there is confusion. We also know that there are different companies operating out of different jurisdictions. And it's a very, very complex scenario. And if there can be clarity given on this,
do you know of anybody in this country who is liable to that rate of tax, 0.005%?
I know there's people under certain thresholds that don't pay tax at all, individual tax rates, but in terms of that figure there, and when you put it into that percentage terms,
50 euro on every million.
Yeah, but I mean, look, this is where the complexity of it comes in, because where you have the likes of Apple, where design could be done in one part of America, where manufacturing can be done in China, where, you know, the whole process is broke down between different jurisdictions. And if there are monies owed from a moral point of view, they obviously should be paid, but that's the prerogative of different countries and different taxation regimes. What the Commission is doing here...
What about our moral obligation to get the tax from the company for the benefit of this state?
Yeah, and we have fulfilled that, and the Commission has correctly pointed out that we have, as a revenue, we have done everything in order. But what they're asking us to do now is a new precedent, it's a new departure, is to go lifting tax that has been generated in different jurisdictions. And that's why the whole thing gets so complex. My fear, my concern is for the near 400,000 people working in the foreign direct investment sector.
Joe, the Commission are saying something very different. The Commission are saying what has happened here in Ireland is illegal. It's illegal. Like, it's not this, this is what you are. It is absolutely illegal under EU state aid rules. Now, these are rules that your party and others through different treaties supported, and they're in place now. And what happened, from the Commission's view, in 1991 and 2007 was illegal. And that is why we have to get this money back. This isn't just, you know, some, you know, everything was above board. It's not. They've made it very clear, and they make it very clear in their judgment, and indeed in the statement that they put out in 2014 of what was going on, where they actually copied some of the minutes of the meetings between the Revenue and Apple at that time, that what was happening here was that the Revenue Commissioners allowed for the profits that were recorded in Ireland to be put into a company that doesn't have an office, that has absolutely no staff, has no activity whatsoever, and as a result of putting it into that company, that kind of brass plate company located in Ireland, that it doesn't pay tax in Ireland and it doesn't pay tax anywhere in the world. And what the Commissioner is saying is that judgment was wrong. This company, with no employees, with no office, simply couldn't organise the distribution and sale of every iPad, every iPhone, every Apple computer, anywhere in the world outside of the Americas, and that the company that could do that was the Irish subsidiary, so therefore all the profits need to be recorded there and all the profits are taxable. And, like, you know, again, like, for the life of me, I cannot understand. Like, you support the idea, Joe, today, that people in Donegal will be taken to court unless we pay our outstanding water charges. But yet you're supporting an idea that we, the taxpayers, will actually pay money to the Irish government to pay a group of lawyers over the next 6 years. And we've got Queen's Counsel in London. We've got senior counsel here already in place. We've already spent $600,000 on it to make sure that not a penny of this money comes in. And just think around you. Just look around Donegal. Look at the roads that we travel and look at the services that we've got. Look at what could be done with even a fraction of that type of money. And it's unforgivable in this day and age that you're saying that this money isn't needed, and indeed you're going to spend our money to make sure we don't get it.
Yeah, well, look, let's be clear. I haven't said the money isn't needed. I've said that money was available. Obviously, it is needed. But it's very, the most important thing here, and I keep re-emphasising this, that we need to get more clarity on this. And what the Commission has pointed out is that if the revenue, yes, has to try to lift this money. And by the way, this money isn't lifted, and the money isn't in existence yet, because there could be a pending appeal by Apple through the Irish courts. And this is why I'm being careful in terms of what I'm saying here today. It could be in our own courts. But this is a new departure for a commission report to come out saying that, yes, maybe the money could be collected by the United States, but and on the other hand, we want the Irish revenue to raise it, to collect it as well. So it is confusing. We need clarity. I'm very, very worried about the precedent. It's certainly a new departure, and I'm worried about future, that this is one interference by the commission, and rightly so. If companies, if there has to be okay. Some sort of clarity and transparency right. Around accountability internationally, let's work hard on that and let's do that.
Just briefly before you go, Michael, with a point of view from a listener's perspective. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, is Joe representing the people of Donegal? He seems to be more interested in making sure Apple's going to be all right before he touches them.
You're asking the question, is Joe representing the people of Donegal or is he representing Apple?
Because I didn't see him speak up much about the...
You're very hard to hear this line you're on. Sorry, speak up. Sorry.
I didn't hear him speak up as much about the hospitals and all the closing down or anything else happened in Donegal. He seems to be defending Apple now to the last. And I got a fill of oil this morning, and I paid more tax on that fill of oil, more than £50 in tax, and that's all they're paying is £50 on £1 million. And everybody can see there's something wrong.
Okay. That's Michael's perspective. Joe, do you want to come back on that?
Yeah. Just, well, first of all, Stranraer Hospital isn't closing down. Secondly, I do represent the people of Donegal, and I also represent the near 3,000 people that are working in the foreign direct investment sector in Donegal as well. And I'm concerned. I'm not scaremongering. I don't do doomsday, but I am concerned about the future of US-EU relationships in relation to foreign direct investment. So that's where I'm focused on.
So none of those people are working in a company here in Donegal that pays as little as €50 on the €1 million profits that they record. Those companies in Donegal, as far as we're aware, and there's no questions about them, they all pay their 12.5% tax rate. And if I was one of those companies, I would be asking questions. Why is the Irish government allowing one company and not the rest of us? If you want a corporate tax rate as low as 0.005%, then do it. Be available for every single company, foreign direct investment, okay, and the wee businessman on the street.
At the end of the day, Deputy Doherty, if what you're saying is right, and that the Commission is right, it doesn't matter whether Ireland appeals or not. The money will come to Ireland. So does it matter?
Yes, it does matter, because what matters at this point in time, first of all, the view of the Irish government, the view of Labour and Fianna Fáil, is that they want to actually fight this. They don't want the money, and that is important because it's about tax justice and tax fairness.
Well, it's not that they don't want... Now, hang on a minute. It's not that they don't... They're not saying they don't want the money. They're saying that it would do more damage than good, basically.
No, they're going to actually fight this to say that the Commission is wrong, and that they don't want this money.
Yeah, and the reason is they're fearful of the outcome in terms of foreign investment in the future.
Actually, that is not, Sean, because I'm just after coming off a debate with the finance spokesperson of Fianna Fáil, and he actually suggests that to go into that type of scaremongering about jobs would be inappropriate.
Well, that's Minister McHugh has said, I'm not getting into doomsday scenarios, but that's exactly what he's alluding to.
He mentioned foreign investment. I agree with you in terms of Fine Gael. Now, Fine Gael are putting that out. They're putting the US out. They're putting the EU. They're putting Brexit out. They're putting the corporation tax rate out. And what this is all about is trying to create enough fuzziness out there.
Okay,
this appeal is going to cost us millions of euro. The Irish taxpayer, millions of euro. That millions of euro could be invested in services here in Donegal.